Al Hagen from the Uniform Fire Officers Association.
The deadline's approaching, and there is a paradox. And the paradox is that many of the people that work down here became emotionally overcome. Some form, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but let's say some form of post-traumatic stress, and they can't even think about what happened that day. If they see an article in a periodical, they won't read it. If a television documentary comes on, they surely will not watch it. We have been sending countless communications to our membership advising them to sign up. They won't open them because it says 9/11 or WTC, and that's part of the problem. And I know that people who live here are suffering the same problem, and that's why it's going to be difficult to get everybody to sign up. But we in America have a strong tradition of not leaving our wounded on the battlefield, and I'm only hoping that we can get all the wounded served who served here on this hallowed battlefield.
Al Hagen from the Uniform Fire Officers Association steps away from the former World Trade Center site in New York today, introducing a campaign to alert people to the benefits that are available under the James Agroda 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. The law provides health care to those injured by the collapse of the World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, and the crash at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and a compensation fund. New York Police Detective Zagroda died at the age of 34 of respiratory disease, having spent 450 hours at Ground Zero. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says getting the law passed was one of his proudest moments, but he wants to make sure eligible responders and survivors get what they deserve.
We're here to call attention to an important deadline, a very important deadline, for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, and to mark the kickoff of a critical public outreach campaign to responders and survivors for the health program. There are 102 days left to register for the Victims Compensation Fund. I urge everyone who is eligible to register. Registration does not mean that you must complete an application. It simply requires you to begin the process and let the fund know that you plan to apply at some point. Time is running out. If eligible people don't register, the door will shut on the VCF, on the Victims Compensation Fund, for them, and we cannot afford to let that happen, not after fighting so hard for this program to exist.
Joining Congressman Nadler today was New York Congresswoman Caroline Maloney and 9/11 first responder Alex Sanchez.
First, I would like to thank the New York Congressional delegation. Their leadership simply saves lives. I am living testimony of that. Since 2002, I've been receiving medical treatment, medication at Mount Sinai. Today I sit at the advisory board. Thanks to their leadership and to everyone here today, we can count on free medical treatment. We need those who came in direct contact with 9/11 debris exposure to go to the medical programs. It's a matter of life and death.
But you don't have to be a first responder to benefit. Were you in the New York City disaster area on 9/11? Did you live downtown? Did you attend childcare or school there? Did you work there? If you're suffering from health problems, you might be eligible, but you have to register by October the 3rd, 2013. Lee Clark is the Health and Safety Director at DC 37 and Chair of the New York Committee on Occupational Safety and Health.
There is a misperception that only first responders, the people who worked on the pile, are entitled to health care or to apply for the Victims Compensation Fund. That's not true. It's the first responders, the people who worked on the pile, as well as a group that we call survivors. The survivors are the people who live down here, the residents, school children who went to school here, and people who are just passing by and caught up in that dust cloud.
And when you say live down here, where's the cutoff? Is it 14th Street? Is it Houston? Is it...
You know, that's the trick question. The geographic boundaries have changed over the years for various political reasons, and I believe right now that we're looking at Lower Manhattan, with the geographic boundary being, I believe, above Houston Street and even downtown Brooklyn.
What kind of illnesses are we talking about? I know cancer was mentioned, but there were like broad definitions of which cancers, at least 50 different types.
Coverage for cancers is actually something that has recently been implemented. However, we're talking about the typical World Trade Center illnesses that the centers of excellence that treat the workers and the residents have been seeing for over a decade, which is shortness of breath, coughing or wheezing, stomach problems. The cancer coverage just came in earlier this year, last year, and when we say 50 cancers, that's being conservative, yes.
There was one point mentioned about anybody could apply this. Obviously, there's a lot of undocumented workers, restaurant workers. They're very nervous about coming forward to any government agency to sign up. How are they protected?
The immigrant community has a lot of friends, and the friends are the organizations doing the grassroots outreach. The New York Committee of Occupational Safety and Health has a specific program to do outreach to those communities to help them get over being fearful of getting caught up in hurdles of immigration.
The government website is vcf.gov or call 1-855-885-1555. That's 1-855-885-1555. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.